We can sing, can't we? Praise the Lord. Wonderful, wonderful. We're having a great time this morning. And we thank God for blessing us to be here. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. For God so loved the world. What did He do? He gave His only begotten Son. For what purpose? For what purpose? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. God sent His only begotten Son from heaven to the world. For what purpose? For what purpose? For God so loved the world that He did what? He gave His only begotten Son. For what purpose? He that believeth His only begotten Son shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting. Have everlasting life. It would make sense. It would make sense if human beings of some years, that is, mature human beings, would want to know what they need to hear from His Son. To hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Instead, we find that in many, many instances, individuals, human beings, get upset when true Christians, based upon the scriptures, shares with him or her something that they can read about in the Bible. They get upset. Getting upset by human beings regarding what's written in the scriptures that does not upset God. He just sends you on to hell when you get to the judgment. He tells us ahead of time that there's a heaven for human beings and there's a hell for human beings. And He doesn't make us obey His word. That's the reason that there are two eternal homes. Eternal homes for human beings after human life. Because we already know that we are designed to live forever. Yes, we die, but we're going to be resurrected. And that's in your Bible, Revelation chapter 20. Let's just know. But before he gets there, he lets us know what we need to do to smile when he wakes us up at judgment day. In Acts chapter 2, in your Bible, Or you can read 1 and 2. But the devil is the devil. He has no love for God. He wants people, human beings. The devil knows that God loves human beings. He does all that he can to try to divert human beings away from doing what God has commanded us to do. Particularly starting in in Acts chapter 2. And Revelation, well, the entire book of Revelation, but of Revelation chapter 20, I believe it is, or 22, or you can read it all. Don't just live on planet Earth enjoying yourself without first learning why, how you got here, and why you're here. We're not here just to do everything we want to do. Hold to God's unchanging hand is a song that can really, really radiate in our hearts if you are sure that you want to make heaven your eternal home. We were designed by God initially to live forever with no death. Death came into effect because we disobeyed God. Well, if you don't want to come and live with me forever, I have a place for you. We are free to make the choice. We don't have to go to heaven. We want to live like we want to live, the way we want to live, and disregard what God's Bible. Isn't that something? We have the Bible. The Bible tells us about our Son and about what God did for us. He could have just wiped out the first, Adam and Eve. Never to create anything similar to Adam and Eve, but even better, because he's God and he knows everything. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, let us not get so emotional negatively. Let me encourage each and every one, member or non-member, study your Bible for yourself. Read your Bible for yourself. Don't just do it for exercise. Do it and obey the New Testament, the Old Testament, but particularly the New Testament, because it lets us know what we need to do in order to please our God. In your Bible, in Acts chapter 20, I think that's the Acts. In Acts chapter 20, I think that's where I want to be. You have your Bible. You did bring your Bible. And those of you who are visiting with us, we're just so delighted to have you to come and be with us this morning. In Acts chapter 20. Yeah. In Acts chapter 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto his apostles that he chose and trained while he was here on earth. Verse 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And we all want to go to God's kingdom. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, said he. He gave, verse 4, said he, you have heard of me. But John truly baptized with water, and you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom, or the kingdom of Israel? And he said quickly unto them, it is not for you to know the times nor the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Never mind that. You just do what you've been told to do. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And it's in red writing. Both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. When we read the book of Acts, study the book of Acts. It is the activities, the information regarding those who had been taught and trained by God's only begotten Son. Jesus makes his exodus, as we read in the book of Acts. The men that Jesus chose, trained the apostles while he was on planet earth. They actually was able to see him rise, going back to his Father. Same time, the apostles were baptized with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. Great memory, blessing them with a great memory of the gospel that Jesus, God, wanted preached on planet Earth. The first time that the gospel is preached in its completeness is the book of Acts. For the first time. I believe it's, you correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's chapter 22. Chapter 22. That's what I get a signal from the audience. The apostles preached the gospel of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit, God giving them the words. 12 apostles Jesus chose. Listen now. Jesus chose 12 apostles to teach, to train, while he was on planet Earth, to carry his message to the world regarding human salvation, regarding how to live your life and please my Heavenly Father. After that, Jesus went on back to glory. The apostles have the information to continue carrying the Word of God. All of the, I believe it was 11 apostles, all of them preach the same gospel. He said, "Preacher, you said that." "I know. Did you hear it?" "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." That's what you need, I need, human beings need to know. What church did the apostles establish when they preached the gospel? I think I read somewhere in this book called the Bible, in the New Testament, "Salute one another with a what? Holy kiss." And the who? And the who? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Churches of Christ. You want to be saved? You want to be sure regarding your salvation? You want to make heaven your eternal home of abode? We're going to live somewhere. He already let us know. There's going to be a resurrection time. We read that all through the book of Revelation almost, but chapter 20 and 21 particularly. You make the decision. I make the decision whether or not I want to be in the church that the Bible talks about. Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. Or whether or not I want to go with one of my friends, one of my buddies, one of my kinfolks. Help your friend, help your buddy, help your kinfolks to know what the Bible teaches and how they can be saved and go make heaven their eternal home of abode. Nobody in their right sense would want to go to hell when they die. You have to be insane. You're going to follow insane people? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, I do have a note. Got away from a note. It says, a look back. Ephesians and Revelation chapters 1, 2, and 3. Peace. Brothers and sisters, visiting ladies and gentlemen, you have the privilege of getting angry with anything I say. When I share with you words that you can read about in God's Bible and you disobey them, wisdom says you can never make heaven your eternal home of abode. We can't boss God around. We don't go to judgment day. And God said, "Now let me see. I don't see no notes on here in my..." I don't see no notes in here in my private cabinet. Just tell me what you did on earth and I'll tell you whether you can come on in. Yeah, sure. Study. To show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing or rightly handling the word of truth. If you can't read it in the Bible, why would you support it? If you be a member of a church you can't read about in the Bible, why would you support it? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. I think it's Romans 16:16. Salute one another with a holy kiss. Did you get that much? Romans 16:16. Salute one another with a holy kiss. And the who? Churches of Christ. Churches of Christ salute you. One. How many is one? Less than two and more than none. That's one. Preacher, you sound like you're upset. No, I'm not upset. I just want to talk loud enough that whatever this doesn't pick up, you heard it anyway. You see, when you gonna get to your sermon? I'm already finished. Peace. Hold to God's unchanging hand. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. If you've heard the gospel, do you believe it? Then are you godly sorrowful for the sins that you've committed? Are you willing to acknowledge Jesus as his son? Are you willing to be buried in water baptism for the remission of your sins and be added to God's church? You can do all of that this day, right now. The water's ready. The garments are ready. If you don't want to use the ones you have on. And the baptizer is ready. The only question mark is, are you ready to live what you can read about in the Bible? Romans 16:16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. This is the book that we're going to be judged by at the final roundup of human affairs. And you can read about that in your Bible. And getting upset and getting angry with someone, that doesn't change what's in the Bible. We sing the song, and I love the song, as we together stand, hold to God's unchanging hand. Where are you today? Hold to God. You've heard the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart. Be godly sorrowful for the things you've done contrary to the will of God. Accept Jesus Christ. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then be buried in water baptism for the remission of your sins. If that's your call, you come as we together sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed
in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you fully trusting in His grace? His power, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Yeah.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? And are your garments spotless? Are they white as
snow? You may be seated.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?